it's the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
We certainly can't survive, and you have tuned in to the Trump phenomenon. I'm James Kelso. This show is live, and we welcome your contributions, your phone calls, at our phone number, which is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. On this December 23rd, 2016. If I sound like I'm juggling a number of computer screens, I am. Here as we approach Christmas, December 23rd, 2016. Wow, this is going to be a wonderful white Christmas. Probably many places in the U.S. I know here in North Dakota, we are blanketed with snow and expecting a big blizzard on Sunday, Christmas Day. And I love it. I love it when the Christmases are not just cold, but they're white as well. I hear the banging of doors and the creaking of chairs as our co-pilots enter the cockpit, Paul Fromm and George in Maryland. Who is joining us here in the cockpit? Is it you, George? Paul?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, great, Paul. George?
And George is here, too. Merry Christmas to everybody at RBN. Thanks to John, the show before ours, and
oh, yes.
A rousing chorale of outstanding Christian Christmas music. Thank you, John. That was wonderful.
Beautiful. And the boy, you know, how time flies when you're having fun. 2016 fast fading into the rearview mirror. It'll be exciting to start out 2017 with a fresh start with President Trump. And boy, we got an eight-year trajectory ahead of us, which will begin. I'm going to play you a little audio here in a moment, folks. Donald Trump has got options and promises that he's made for day one of his presidency. Now, I don't know whether for him that means January 20th, his day of swearing in. Apparently at noon, he becomes a president, and we can kiss Obama goodbye. Or he means the next day. But I'm going to play for you a little from Congressman. Let me get him here for you. Congressman Culberson of Houston, Texas. And you'll hear him talking about the fact that at noon on January 20th, Donald Trump can invoke, he can throw a cutoff switch for federal money to 10 sanctuary cities that Congressman Culberson included in a bill that he got passed through the House, and I take it through the Senate as well. But this bill cuts off federal law enforcement money, particularly that amount of money, to sanctuary cities if they are not complying with every jot and tittle of federal law as regards immigration at that moment. And Congressman Culberson from the western area of Houston there has put all those cities, they have been officially notified months ago. They were given notice that as of January 20th, the federal law enforcement money could be cut off. Let's listen to him right now. We'll just start the show with this to get to break the ice. Here he is on Lou Dobbs' program. Now, Lou Dobbs has shown himself to be on the Trump train. So here he comes.
That's why CNN fired him and he went over to Fox News.
There you go. This is a show about a few weeks ago. So this is very current. Lou Dobbs interviewing U.S. Congressman John Culberson of Texas.
Joining me now, Congressman John Culberson, member of the House Appropriations Committee, and a great and good American. Good to see you, Congressman.
Good to be with you.
This is remarkable. Governor Greg Abbott moving forward to actually force sanctuary cities to come mm-hmm. in line. The president-elect is saying within his first 100 days he's going to do precisely that. You have got to be, because this has been an important issue for you over these many years, you've got to feel pretty good now about the prospects of righting the country.
Lou, that's right. This election, Americans showed they want to save and preserve the America we know and love. And as the chairman of the subcommittee responsible for the Department of Justice, I'm in essence the chief financial officer for the DOJ.
Right.
And in fact, I created an off switch on July 7th. I got the Department of Justice under Loretta Lynch to notify every city and state in America that unless you comply 100% of the time with every request for information about, again, criminal illegal aliens in your custody, you will lose your federal money. So President Trump and Attorney General Sessions at noon on January 20th can use the off switch I have created and turn off all the money to the top 10 sanctuary cities in America all at once on January 20th.
Top 10. But we know that nearly all of the major cities in this country are sanctuary cities, so-called. We know there are 400 jurisdictions of one kind and another that are sanctuaries for illegal mm-hmm. immigrants. How long is it going to take the Republican-led Congress and the President mm-hmm. of the United States to turn this thing around? And, of course, Attorney General Jeff Sessions.
Well, we're going to start with these top 10 jurisdictions, and they will, by example, illustrate to every other state and city in the country that unless you hand over criminal defendants who are here illegally in your custody to be deported, you lose all your federal money. And this has already been done. I did this quietly, Lou. I didn't raise a lot of ruckus about it, but on July 7th, this notice went out to the state of Connecticut, California, New Orleans, New York, Chicago, Philadelphia, Miami-Dade, Milwaukee, and Las Vegas have all been formally certified as sanctuary cities, Lou. And on January 20th, unless they repeal their sanctuary policy, the state of California is going to lose $69 million at noon January 20th if President Trump chooses to do it. New York City is going to lose $15 million. So we're going to make these other states, we're going to do it by example.
Well, and that is terrific news. It's a responsible way in which to govern, which this administration, obviously, and the previous Republican administration chose not to. That is, enforce
yes.
our laws.
That's exactly
how
right.
How they ever felt empowered to ignore a federal law is certainly beyond me, but it's an arrogance that has been dispensed with as you say, January 20th. Let me ask
that's
you
right.
this. We got about 30 seconds here remaining. Is there not a sufficient body of law that says we can enforce our laws, immigration laws, any other, and that we have a responsibility to do so, and we're going to do so in your city, your town, under federal
right.
law?
Lou, that's right. Using the power of the purse, I've demonstrated that Congress
right.
can use the existing authority we have. We don't need a new law. Just use the authority the founders gave us. If you want federal money, follow federal law.
Right.
That's the new rule I put in place July 7th, and the switch can be thrown on January 20th.
Congressman,
time is up, New York.
Congressman, we thank you for being with us. John Culberson, thanks so much.
Thank you.
We thank you for being with us. Join me tomorrow. David Bossie, Congressman.
There we go. That was Lou Dobbs. Wonderful there. And he got all that done in 3 minutes, George and Paul. Covered a lot of territory there.
Yeah, you know, this business of not tolerating sanctuary cities actually enforcing the laws to rid America of illegals, the importance was illustrated this week by that massacre in Berlin, where an illegal Moroccan immigrant, or I should say asylum seeker, hijacked a truck, murdered the Polish driver, and drove that truck deliberately into a Christmas fair, an outdoor fair where people were buying Christmas gifts and artifacts and and having Christmas cheer and so on. And observers said that he deliberately swerved back and forth, not to miss people, but to hit people. 14 dead, 40 injured, many of them severely. He was illegally in Germany. They had tried to deport him, but the paperwork seemed to get lost. He had he was a career criminal in Germany, and before that, he'd been a career criminal in Italy. He'd spent, I think it was 4 years in an Italian jail for his various crimes of violence. They had tried to deport him, but he skedaddled to Germany. Now, America is crawling with people like that. Desperado criminals who should be deported, haven't been deported, and if they ever slither back, something has to be in place to make sure they're going to do some really hard time, maybe 5 years up in Alaska. The result of the consequences of not taking this seriously are those dead. And we've got to place them right at the feet of Angela Merkel. She brought these lawless invaders to Germany, and they start killing and raping. It's on her. But I applaud the congressman, and I'm sure Donald Trump is going to go along with this. No more. If you've got elements within the society that are creating sanctuary cities and defying immigration law, they've got to pay the penalty.
And just to fill in more of what you were just saying there, Paul, so well, this guy, Anas Amri, and who knows if that's his real name, by the way, folks. He's got five different passports. These, you know, as Donald Trump has said, we have no idea who the hell these people are. That's the way Trump expresses it. We have no idea. Multiple passports, utterly slippery people. They lie like a rug. The Anas Amri, or whoever he is, showed up on the island of Lampedusa, which is just off the Tunisian and Libyan coast, folks.
Right.
And this became a destination for these people after Hillary Clinton had Muammar Gaddafi assassinated in Libya. Gaddafi was the protective wall there on the North African coast that kept these people from flocking by the tens of thousands to places like this island of Lampedusa, which is just a few miles off the Libyan and Tunisian coasts, but it's Italian territory. So by the crazy standards of Angela Merkel, once you get your butt onto Lampedusa Island, you can reach in an inner tube, you are now in Europe. You're now in the EU. And you have all of these rights to all sorts of things and goodies and travel and whatever you like. Well, get this. How long did Anas Amri wait to get violent against Europeans? Well, as soon as they put him on the island of Lampedusa, he participated in a riot where many people were hurt. So he was jailed in Italy. He started out his refugee status in jail. When he was released from that jail in Italy, he decided to head for the land of milk and honey, Angela Merkel's Germany, and he has been the subject of police surveillance ever since day one that he landed on Lampedusa. And the Donald Trump. Oh, also, let me find other things here. He says he's had at least six different aliases. Posed as a citizen variously of Syria, Egypt, or Lebanon. He has recruited participants for terrorist attacks, and the police knew this and didn't pick him up. Tried to buy a pistol from an undercover police officer, didn't pick him up for that. Overheard by German intelligence offering to carry out a suicide attack, wasn't picked up for that. The German authorities had decided not to arrest him because they deemed him a mere errand boy. He was also involved in drug dealing, also a knife attack over drugs in July of this year.
An all around a huge benefit to Germany. That, you know, that is criminal negligence that they had all this stuff on him, and he's still in Germany. That, you know, it's that. that going after sanctuary cities will begin to address. It's not the whole story, but it's a beginning. The people that are supposed to be protecting us from these desperados, these people who hate us, these people who have no respect for our ways or for law or decency, are failing. You know, the fact that the German police were monitoring constantly, or apparently not constantly enough, but imagine the cost to the German state. Far simpler it would be to put his sorry ass onto a camel, a plane, or a leaky boat and boot him back to Tunisia.
Yes, and get this, get the, you know what, they killed him today, folks, just by luck, actually. On December 23rd at 3 o'clock, he was killed in a shootout with police in front of the San Giovanni railway station near Milan, Italy. He had just arrived by train from Chambéry, France, via Turin, Italy, during a routine patrol. So this was just by luck, folks. Two police officers asked to search his backpack after he said he did not have any identity documents. So Omri pulled out a gun and shot one of the officers in the shoulder, probably the same gun with which he shot the Polish driver of that huge truck. The other officer shot Omri dead.
Good.
The Italian Minister of the Interior, Marco Minniti, stated that a policeman had been hospitalized with a shoulder injury, so the other one was injured as well. Today, German officials confirmed that Omri's fingerprints matched those on the steering wheel of the truck. So he had already made it all the way to Milan. If he hadn't been accosted in a routine questioning by the police, he'd be in his safe house network of fellow radical Islamic terrorists, now in Milan, Italy. And the German police would have not a clue as to where he was. So, and then, by the way, here's a list of the victims. Let's go over this. This is new for me. The victims, the 12 killed by this person, and you're right, Paul and George, the Angela Merkel might as well have been at the wheel of the truck.
That's right.
Seven Germans, one Italian, one Israeli, one Pole, one Czech, one Ukrainian, two Spaniards were injured, two Brits from the United Kingdom were injured, two Americans injured, a Finn was injured, Hungarian injured, a Frenchman injured, and unknown, 42 others whose nationality is not known at this time that this table was formulated were injured, 12 killed, 56 injured. And what I've read is that some of those injuries are pretty horrific.
A European or white people, all the victims of this desperado, a person who should never have been in Germany. That's the point. This isn't a case where some really clever guy outwitted our authorities. No, I mean, they all but welcomed him in, and even when they knew he was serious bad news, they did nothing but monitor him. Monitor an illegal? What are they monitoring him for? Pick him up and throw him out. Now, that's what I understand Donald Trump intends to do.
Yes, indeed. We've got a caller here on the line from St. Petersburg, Florida. Charles. Charles, can you hear my voice?
Hey, how you doing there?
Great.
James?
Great, Charles. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. You've got to watch these people in Congress. I hate to bring bad news. You know, it's like 1913 over Christmas. You know, all the acts they passed, you know, like the Federal Reserve and the direct election of senators, and there's a whole bunch of things. It's not true. The NDAA, National Defense Authority.
Charles, hang on. We've got a break coming up. We'll carry you right after the break. Stay tuned, folks.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, folks. And we were talking about this guy, if I'm remembering his name, Annis Omri. Paul, you'll find this interesting. You're very big on statistics. Your reports on that you mail out to your mailing list are full of very, very good statistics. You're one of the best statisticians we've got in the cause. These are interesting. Here are this is a website called Muslim Statistics. It's a WordPress blog, and you can find it by just searching the term Muslim statistics. In America, Middle Eastern refugees, 92%, I'm going to round these numbers off, 92% on receiving food stamps, 73% receiving Medicaid, 69% receiving cash assistance. Be nice to get cash, wouldn't it? The percentage receiving SSI, supplemental security income, that's like getting Social Security, folks. That's a big check. People getting SSI, 32%. These are the best benefits, That's what, retired American workers have worked their whole life in America, and now they're dependent on the Social Security system. That's the money they were hoping to get. These people are getting it right off the boat. And my gosh, And by the way, these numbers are paralleled in every other white nation that is subject to this immigration invasion from the Middle East of so-called refugees, sponsored by clowns like Barack Obama and Angela Merkel. And the boy, I mean, can you imagine the drain on our system, Paul?
Yeah, this is incredible.
And we've got a caller. I'm sorry, Charles. You're waiting patiently there. Charles in St. Petersburg, Florida. Continue your thoughts, sir.
Yeah, I didn't mean to take away from your main subject. That's interesting. I've read that some of these Syrian refugees are getting almost $2,800 a month. I don't know. That's a hell of a lot more than that I'm getting for Social Security.
By the way, Honest Omri, in his initial lies to the European Union, stated that he was a Syrian refugee. And just as Donald Trump has said, these Syrian refugees, he says, we have no idea where the hell they're from, who the hell they are. And he has stated that those nations that cannot provide a secure means of identifying people sent here, that we will terminate, we will suspend completely immigration from those areas. And let me tell you, that covers pretty much the entire third world, the way I see it, and the way Donald Trump sees it as he has described it. So the Honest Omri stated that he was.
Aleppo just got liberated and it's under government control, and maybe soon Assad will be controlling most of Syria. Why aren't we sending them all back to Syria?
Right. Here's another telling statistic from Muslim Statistics. 50% of British Muslims surveyed refused to report Muslim terrorism. That's nice. That's that support network that Anas Amri had just disappeared into. He was traveling from France. So he got from Germany, from Berlin, he got to Chambéry, France, somehow, unmolested. Then he got from Chambéry, France, to Turin, Italy, then from Turin to Milan, and not traveling in the trunk of a car, he was traveling on a public train, and only was apprehended by sheer luck at the train station. Here's another statistic. 44% of Muslims in Britain want a forced dress code for women, which would be Sharia. 44% of them, compulsory. More wonderful.
James?
Yeah?
I wanted to point this out. I was talking about how they passed in 1913, Congress did, snuck through all these things like the Federal Reserve. Well, in 2016, NDAA, fake news sites are subject to treason investigation.
Yeah, wow.
And who's going to determine what fake news are? The Snopes site and the Poynter Institute.
Yep. All right, we'll be right back after this, folks. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Thank you for tuning in to the Trump phenomenon here the day before Christmas Eve. A Merry Christmas to everyone out there. My kids are going to get to open their Christmas presents tomorrow night on Christmas Eve, which is a tradition in Norway, which is the family origin of much of our family. Charles in St. Petersburg, thanks for being with us. If you don't mind, I'm going to go to William in Montana. I'm going to switch off.
Yeah, switch James. Off. James?
Yes, sir.
The National Defense Authorization Act of 2016 not only is declaring fake news to be under treason investigation, but they're also declaring Israel and any Jew, any criticism of them, even of the mildest sort, is considered anti-Semitic. This is under the National Defense Authorization Act of 2016. Yeah. We can't trust either Republicans or Democrats. This is passed almost unanimously through Congress. That's how, what they've given us as a Christmas present.
Watch, Charles, watch for the dumpster outside the Capitol building. Watch for that dumpster to fill up with such pieces of trash legislation that were passed and pushed through by Obama. Donald Trump is simply going to bulldoze that stuff out of the way.
I hope he does. I hope he does.
Thank you, Charles.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we're going to go in a moment. We're going to go to William in Montana. in just a moment. But let me do this, folks. I am, oh my gosh, I'm seeing a picture here of somebody that was just beheaded. Oh my gosh. Let me recommend a website to our audience here. Paul, this is wonderful. I know you're just super with statistics, and you'll mine a lot from this website. It's called MuslimStatistics.wordpress.com. So it's a WordPress blog, Muslim Statistics, all one word. That's easy to remember. .wordpress.com. And you have to put that WordPress in there to get it. I tried it the other way without it. It doesn't take you there. Go to this website, folks. It has unbelievable stories. I don't know. These are not covered elsewhere. But let me just read some of the headlines to you before we get to William in Montana. Sweden, 77% of rapes are committed by 2% of the Muslim male population. Germany, 75% of Algerian migrants have been sex assault suspects. 50% of I reported that one already. Let's see here. U.S. in the United States, Muslims make up only 1% of the population. Guess what percentage of workplace discrimination complaints they file? 40%. Are you ready for that, Paul? 1%. They file 40%. They know how to work the system, folks.
And they know how to work the welfare system, and they know how to be in the a bigamous relationship with multiple wives and still manage to get all of them on the good old welfare.
Get this, folks. Sweden, Muslim problem. 500,000 women, and those are white women, folks, a country of, I think, about 10 million Swedes, so there'd be 5 million white women. 500,000 are the victims of sex attacks every year. Sweden, folks.
And it's not blonde, blue-eyed Sven who is raping Swedish women.
Right. Germany, headline Germany, Muslim migrants, and I hate that word migrants, just, you know, substitute the truth, you know, illegal immigrants, invaders, Muslim migrants committed 143,000 crimes in just the first 6 months of 2016, 780 every day. That's Germany. But now it gets worse. I'm going to give you a headline later that shows you that that's just the reported crimes, folks. Here we go. Are you ready for this? Germany. Only 17 out of 1,200 Muslim sex attacks appear in police crime statistics. Folks, that's just a little more than 1% of sex attacks actually show up in the police crime statistics. Here's an American headline. Muslims dominate in the record. Let's see. In one particular period this year, I can't summarize this that quickly, but Muslims dominate in American immigration. Here's a nice headline. 49% of Australians support a ban on Muslim immigration. That's nice. The get this one. Muslim migrants in Germany go on vacation to their war-torn homelands. So these are the refugees, supposedly refugees from places like, you know, the various Middle Eastern countries and North African countries. They go on vacation back to their refugee homelands. Isn't that interesting, Paul?
Well, Jim, that's why I mentioned that, you know, Syria is starting to come back under control of Assad.
Yes, and there will be a happy Christmas for Christians in and around Aleppo because they're now back safe. The government forces, with the help of the Russians, have expelled the rebels and terrorists from Aleppo. And, you know, the truth be told, it's with the help of the Russians. They're the ones who are standing up for the the Christian minority as a sad. This is good news.
Get this headline, London, folks. An asylum judge in Britain has revealed that approximately 1 million failed asylum seekers are now clogging London. This is just the failed asylum seekers, folks. This is not all Muslims. Clogging London, and of them, only 1 in 20, the British government is only even making an attempt to deport 1 in 20 of those 1 million.
Doesn't sound very John Bull-like to me.
No, headline, it's mostly Bull.
Headline Sweden. Guess what percentage of all crimes in Sweden, all crimes, are committed by Muslims in Sweden? 95%.
What are you, some kind of racist bigot reading that, James?
Okay, a headline, England and England and Wales. What percentage of Syrian so-called refugees committed severe crimes in the last year? 56%. This is severe crimes.
Well, we got it. So they shouldn't be here, James.
Yeah,
it's up to us to get rid of them.
Over 2 million Muslims migrated to Germany in 2015. And that's not the worst year. This year is the worst one, folks. Over 2 million to Germany in 2015. Remember the sex attacks in Cologne? The new figures show that 1,200 white German women were the victims of Muslim sex attacks on that one night in New Year's Eve in Cologne. So there you go, folks. Let's go to a caller here. William in Montana, you're on the air.
Hello, James?
Yes, William. Thank you for calling.
Yes. Merry Christmas to all three of you.
Thank you.
We've got lots of snow coming down here in Montana.
Uh-oh, it's headed our way. It's headed our way.
Yep,
it's supposed to be here on Sunday.
It probably is. You know, I just got done reading the rap sheet on this Ari. It took me almost 10 minutes to read his rap sheet, which began back in February 2011. And this guy has been, you know, he's burned down buildings, he's shot people, he's beat them up, he robbed people. And that was all in Tunisia. And then, as I went through here, he had like 5 escapes from European police, you know, bureaus or, you know, organizations. He received 4 deportation orders, but they couldn't act on it because they had to wait for Tunisia to claim him. And they just
That's what I forgot to mention. I saw that, too, in his rap sheet, that...
Yeah.
Tunisia said, we won't take him back. Well, you know what Donald Trump has said about that? You will take him back, Tunisia. Go ahead.
And so, you know, when I'm looking at all of these things, you know, another thing is Merkel's government just about 4 months ago said that because there were 30 to 60,000 people who have been denied asylum or have been given deportation orders, they just don't, the help centers in Germany say, recommends disregarding them, because Merkel, just about 4 months ago, her government passed a law. She said that these poor people who have been given these deportation orders, they need to have some closure. And so if you have a deportation order that's more than 4 years old, it's nullified. So all these help centers are telling these people, just wait 4 years and you're good to go.
Wow.
You know, and the other thing about this is when I look at this, you know, here he is, you know, a terrorist who leaves his identification underneath the seat of the truck. You know, that's already very suspicious. You know, like, okay, who did this? Well, we found it. It's like one of those passports, you know, coming down from the burning towers and being found on the street. You know, this whole thing smirks of something more than just some hothead, you know, terror, Islamic, you know, radical. You can't come under interrogation, and you can't come under surveillance of plotting to do a terrorist act and skip out unless somebody else is telling people to let him go. So this this doesn't sound like any, you know, just hothead, you know, Islamic radical, because he had too many escape acts.
I think it sounds like all of the above. Honest Omri is exactly what he looks to be. He's a savage. Sure. It's exactly what he looks to be. He's a killer. The other side of this that you're talking about, what is the role of the police agencies in this? You know, have they been actually trying to protect the German people? It sure looks as if they have not been. And that's the Merkel government. That's her police force, following her orders. And the swamp they're going to be draining in Europe very soon is going to be – they're going to drain this swamp. They're going to get their police departments back, it's going to be in every European country. So it's all of the above.
If the goal is to cause as much mayhem and anger, because, you know, like if you – I mean, here you attack children on Christmas, that is not only a terrorist attack. That's also – they're fishing for a reaction. And then I think they already have, you know, they have it planned for what they're going to do to the reaction. And so, I mean, this sounds like there's more to it than meets the eye on this thing.
Well, all right. I hear you, William. And thank you. Yep. Merry Christmas, my friend.
And Merry Christmas. And, see you, after the holidays. Okay.
All right, William. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
Let's go to Tom in the great state of Utah. Tom, you're on the air.
Yes, James. This is Tom in Utah, and I think I got through to you once before and referred you to an issue that I've been trying to remedy or get remedy for in D.C., but right now with the cold weather coming on you, and by the way, there's a curious link to this sanctuary city issue that you're talking about. I hate to break the news to you, but it's not just sanctuary cities, but the federal government in 1976 set up a program where you could provide sanctuary anywhere in the United States through that wonderful agency called HUD. In 1976, HUD took regulatory power over the manufactured and mobile home industry. And they were all the producers were ordered to violate code, which puts the people inside at risk of injury, especially right now with this cold coming on top of you. That includes my Lakota Sioux that are just down the road from you, right?
Yes.
But at the same
Tom, another backdoor method of sanctuary is churches. There are all kinds of people who are hiding in churches. Under the premise that is also legally a sanctuary. You know, all of this a fraud.
Well, I don't know if you've seen the film Food Incorporated or Food Inc. In the last segment, they didn't realize what they were actually documenting. But my issue is directly linked to that. In the last section of Food Incorporated, you will see, as these people are videotaped undercover, you'll see coyotes delivering the undocumented families with the individuals employed or conscripted to the packing industry there in Garden City area. So the coyotes are delivering these families to the manufactured or mobile home or the trailer parks owned by the packing industry. And I've been trying to get, people to recognize this. Go to my website called Manufactured Madness. That's one way to look at it. Find it.
Well, Tom, I will do that. We're going to run out of time.
Every
Tom.
Manufactured okay. home is a sanctuary, and look it up through that website.
All righty. Thank you, Tom, and Merry Christmas. Folks, I want to give Paul and George just a couple more of these amazing statistics. I think this is the takeaway from today's show. Go to this website, folks, muslimstatistics.wordpress.com. In Denmark, haven't mentioned Denmark yet. This is everywhere, folks. Canada, Australia, it's everywhere. 78 percent of the criminals in Copenhagen are of non-Western origin. Okay? And how valuable are these non-Western workers, supposedly? 84% of foreigners in Denmark are unemployed. And by the way, in Europe...
I thought they were all doing jobs Danes wouldn't do.
Yeah, and that means you're getting lots of money from the government, folks, because when you're unemployed in Europe, there's a lot of welfare. There's a lot of money there. Why, my gosh. We got a break coming up here. One more chance to talk to you, and we'll give Paul and George a chance to weigh in right after this break.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America
first. Indeed, let's rebuild America first. We've We're in our last segment here. And let me, we want to let the wonderful staff at Republic Broadcasting Network have Christmas off with their families. So if the engineer could message me what the schedule is for Christmas Eve and Christmas, what are you guys getting off? Let me know, please.
And New Year's Day, too.
We'll cover Christmas. Okay, here's what I get from the engineer. Is that we will be having reruns here tomorrow, Christmas Eve. And then on Christmas Day, we'll have reruns. And I trust the engineers will pick some real winners among our shows.
But that's Saturday night.
I'm sorry?
We don't have a show tomorrow. It's on Saturday night.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So, Christmas Eve tomorrow will be reruns.
Oh, wait.
And then Sunday, Christmas Day, will be reruns, and then also Monday. And then we'll be back with you, Paul, George, and I will be back with you live and reinvigorated by our Christmas celebrations on Tuesday. But our shows are such good shows that you're going to want to listen. We really, you know, lately, George and Paul, we really have had some good shows. And thanks to you great callers and just a great, you know, we're so on point here with the Trump phenomenon. This is sweeping the world. And, you know, as we say good night to you here and Merry Christmas until we see you again on Tuesday, I'll just take a look at here. We haven't had a chance to get our man Donald Trump into the show yet, but his latest tweet is he said in his tweet 3 hours ago, he said, Vladimir Putin said today about Hillary and the Democrats, in my opinion, it is humiliating. One must be able to lose with dignity. So true, writes Donald Trump. And he says, he also tweeted a few hours ago, the terrorist who killed so many people in Germany said just before his crime, by God's will, we will slaughter you pigs. I swear we will slaughter you. This is a, and then Trump writes, this is a purely religious threat which turned into reality. Such hatred. When will the U.S. and all countries fight back? So we'll give Donald Trump the last word there. So refreshing to see a U.S. president say that. And you remember that in the Lou Dobbs interview with the congressman, he made the point that in the last administration, Obama, and the previous, George Bush, no action was taken to enforce the immigration law. Well, gentlemen, we're all off to wonderful Christmases, and
Merry Christmas, George. Merry Christmas, Jamie.
And Merry Christmas
Merry
to
Christmas,
all of you,
Paul and James,
and to all you great patriots out there, and to the genius who created this network, John Stadtmiller. A very Merry Christmas, sir. So long.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.